कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातर्या जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोष तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणं By humble obeisance, under the lotus feet of my or transcendental Guru, Om Vishnupada Stotar Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, and also in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru, Om Vishnupada Srimad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. No, you told Nirvishesha. Shunyavada?
Shunyavadi.
More?
Paschatya Desha Tarine.
What is the meaning? Stand up. What is Nirvisheshvad and then Shunya?
Srila Prabhupada has given us this mantra which describes his mission.
Who gave this mantra? Prabhupada?
Yes.
Himself
he has written. And no? You're given.
Any of his most beloved disciple may have given. Anyone cannot praise himself. Never and never.
Did he give? I think he gave the idea though.
I know that he may have inspired his disciples, but he cannot glorify himself.
No.
So it is glorification of Gurudev.
So
he gave the idea and then anyone inspired by him, with his words, anyone has come.
Describes his mission to the Western, particularly Western world, as the translation was given, and he is delivering these Western countries from delivering them, Paschatya Desha, these countries from Nirvishesh and Shunyavadi. And Nirvishesh means Mayavad or impersonalism, and Shunya, which is means zero or nothingness, is the idea of Buddhism.
What is Nirvishesh Bab? I want to know.
Nirvisheshvad is the philosophy of Advaita Vedanta, the idea of Shankaracharya that the absolute truth is without qualities, without form, guna, rupa, lila, and this is the highest aspect of Brahman.
What? Again? Aspect. Again, clearly.
Mm-hmm. Nirvishesh is the concept that the highest aspect of the absolute truth is his impersonal or featureless, impersonal feature. Without form, name, qualities, or activities, or personality, nirguna Brahman, and this is.
Has he given any quotation from any Vedas, Upanishads?
Has he given?
Shankar.
He has given prominence to some side mantras like Tomasi, Thou art that, or Ham Brahmasmi. And he has given an interpretation on those which is not in accordance with the whole picture of Vedanta given by Vyasadeva and also by Bhagavad Gita.
Can you more explain?
So here, this Pranam Mantra to Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachari Nivashesha Srinivadi Pasatya Deshitarini. So namaste, we are giving obeisances to who? Saraswati Devi. He is the servant of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he is doing one thing, Gauravani Pacharini. Throughout the world, he is preaching the messages and precepts of Sri Gaurangadev. Nirvishesha Sunyavadi. So there's two enemies of bhakti. One is Nirvishesha and one is Sunyavadi. So not so much difference. Mayavadama Satshastram Pacham Bodha Echite. So that Sunyavadi or Buddhism is also like Mayavadi, not so much difference. Only this Buddhism is covered Mayavadi, based on Asatshastram. So Nirvishesh means that...
What are the specialities of Nirvishesh Bhad? Why you don't want?
So Nirvishesh...
What Sunyavadi or Nirvisheshvadi tells?
So Nir means without, Vishesh means specialities. So they say the supreme absolute truth is Nirgun, Nirashakti, Nirakar, like this. The supreme absolute truth has no name, no form, no qualities, no shakti, no power, no beauty. Like this. This is Nirvishesh. So the Vaishnavacharyas have rejected this because it's described like covered atheism. Because those people who say that Bhagavan has no shape, no form, no qualities, they are atheistic and they are offended to the Holy Spirit of Narayan and his devotees. So Sunyavada is also a bit like this. It's a covered form of Mayavadi. That's like Buddhism preached by Buddha. He's saying, oh, the ultimate goal is zero. And Sankaracharya is saying the ultimate goal is Nirvishesh Brahman. So like zero. Like the Buddhists, they merge into the Viraj. But the Nirvishesh bodies, they merge into the body of the Lord.
Can you more?
When Srila Prabhupada came to the Western countries, as well as in India, the most popular philosophy that was being propagated by so many other yogis had come to the Western countries was that I will give you mantra, I will give you some mantra, you give me some money, and within so many weeks you will become God. I am God, you are God, everyone is God. So that is the most predominant feature of Mayavad philosophy that Srila Prabhupada was trying to defeat or eradicate in the Western world.
And more? That God has no?
Has no form, has no features.
Attribute.
Has no attributes. Has
no shakti. No power.
No.
He can do nothing.
Yeah. And we're all a God.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, what is the use of that negative Brahma? Who cannot have a form? Who cannot do anything? Who cannot hear our prayers? No use, bogus Brahma. So he rejected. So Ji Goswami, he rejected all these ideas. Tattvamasi, oh, you are same Brahma. Oh, aham brahmasmi, I am same Brahma. All are, even grosses are same Brahma. But he could not answer that why all are here. Or if all are Brahma, why they are repenting and weeping and suffering, why they are? And for whom, if are all Brahma, for whom you are teaching, you are giving teaching? Shankar was, whether he was liberated or not, if he was liberated and Brahma, then he cannot speak. And if he was speaking something to others, then what he was? He was not liberated, he was conditioned soul. So we don't want to hear his, because no, nothing gain. So Mahaprabhu rejected all these things. From where this Brahma came? From where it came? So Mahaprabhu told all these things, cut at the arguments of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, everything, from Vedas, Upanishad and everything. So Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, my Shiksha Guru, also cut at the arguments of Nirvisheshvadi. Now in this world, almost all, except Vaishnava, all are Mayavadi, Sunyavadi. So he helped them to give up their wrong idea to come in Vaishnavism. Oh, you should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Oh. Come with me to Puri, Jagannath Puri, near Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Haridas Thakur. O Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His pastimes are more deep than ocean or anything in this. Having so many meanings, very deep meanings, even more deep than koti koti, lakhs and lakhs, thousand and thousands of ocean. For what thing, how he is telling, what he is telling, or any general person, common person cannot. Even high class of devotees, they cannot realize. One day, Haridas Thakur was there, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking him, O Haridas Thakur, in this world, there are so many, world is full of Mohammedans, Muslims. They want to control whole world and to make Muslims all by the help of sword or anyhow. Those who are not Muslims, they tell them kafir. Kafir means kafir. Kafir means he is against God. He is called kafir. So cut them. Otherwise, anyhow, by crook and bow. You should make them Muslims. So their policy is there. They don't give honor to other religions. Oh, you should hang that so up that they cannot take. And bring them, one of them you should bring here. Bring them, one of them. They don't chant the name of Hare Krishna, Govinda or anyone. They don't also believe in the shape, form of God. Never. Like Mayavadis. So, is there any process that they should be liberated? And then what? Told Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur, you remember? You remember? No need of saying in simple way. Then Mahaprabhu told Haridas Thakur.
Magana Kurandasa Ganandana Salakya Saksuranaditam Dena Rasvayasi Kurave Namaha. Shitetani Mahaprabhu, being very concerned for all the jivas of this world, posed this question to Srila Haridas Thakur. How is it that all jivas, especially they're not chanting or remembering and they are against bhakti, how will they be delivered? So Haridas Thakur said, my lord, you are so kind that you have come into this world in the form of your names. And even those who will chant Nam Abbas, semblance of your names, they are very easily delivered from all their sufferings and sinful reactions. In Srimad Bhagavatam is stated, Sanketyam Parihasyam va, Stovam Helanam Eva va, Vaikuntha Nama Grahanam Asheshagam Haram Viduhu. If anyone will chant the name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, either Sankirtyam, that means they're not calling God, only they're saying a name of God to indicate something else. Otherwise, Parihasya, they're saying the name of God only like a joke. Mm-hmm. Stobham, for keep counting beats or musical entertainment. Helanam, they're chanting the name with neglectfully. Anyway, they chant this name, Vaikuntha Nama Grahanam, what will be the result? Asheshagam Haram Bidu. Unlimited sinful reactions, more than it is possible to commit, all will be thrown in the ocean. So this name is very, very powerful. Haridas Thakur said, these Muslims, what do they say? Haram, haram. In this language, this means how abominable. In the Puranas, there's a story of a person. He was being killed by a boar. And he was saying, haram, haram, how horrible, how abominable. And he was liberated. So this is very wonderful. Not only that, but Srila Haridas Thakur, he explained that this name of Krishna is so powerful, even if the syllables are separated. They're separated from each other. Not Hari, but Ha, and then some more syllables, and then later Ri, like this. This is called Vyavadan Sohit, with an interruption, a break in the syllables. Still the name will act, knowingly or unknowingly, and destroy so many sins. So whether the syllables are connected, whether they are separated, whether it's to indicate God, or whether it's to indicate anything else, this name is so powerful.
Thank you. So, Haridas Thakur told, once there was Mohammedan, Muslim, and he was going through a forest. But he fails to pass tool. Okay?
Nature call.
An Indian international bathroom. He sat anywhere in the jungle, and a very powerful
boar.
Boar, you know?
Yes. Wild boar.
Seeing him from distance, or from backside, and he attacked on him. One pointed, they run, keeping their eyes closed, and they run to kill him, that person, attack person. So the boar attacked from backside, and he made it in two pieces from his teeth. Sharp teeth. So when he attacked, at once he saw, oh, that boar has attacked, and then he told, oh, haram, haram. Haram means very unpure things. The thing that this boar is very impure. So they called haram, haram. And when he called haram, oh, Krishna, like Ram, he was there. He thought, he is calling me. I must go and help. And at once, he came. And gave liberation at once. And he went to Vaikuntha Dham. Unknowingly he did. As a impureness he did. So, name is very powerful. If anyone not knowing even the glories of name, and if he chanting with respect or unrespect, the fruits of name certainly he will achieve. But not prema, he will be liberated from this world, up to this. Sometimes he may have wealth of this world, so much wealthy he will be by name. But if anyone with honor, taking diksha, real incense, with a relation to Krishna, then what will be? If he is in the guidance of any high Rashik Vaishnav Tattagya, then he will gracefully come in Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Ashakti, and after that he will be liberated. And then Sneha, Prem, Sneha, Pranay, Rag, and Rag, or he will go to. So we should try to chant Krishna name in this way, in this process. Like Haridas Thakur, continue. But if anyone cannot, even by this, he can attain liberation. He can mrityu ko side rakh sakta hai.
He can step over the head of death.
Yes, he can put his, he cannot die. Krishna name will save him. So try to do name in a process. First, be associated with high qualification Vaishnava. And then, he will give you diksha, divya gyan, all knowledge, transcendental knowledge he will give. And you will be detached from worldly desires. And very soon, ethic relation with Krishna will come. That is in our constitutional form. And then gradually, Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, and Asakti. And after that, Rati will come. This Rati is Shuddha Sattva that I explained yesterday. So he is telling all these things. Once, Haridas Thakur, anyhow, by the wish of Krishna, he came to Sri Raghunath, but he was in the council of his father council. And at that time, so many learned persons, Brahmins and all, were assembled there. And they were talking about the glories of name. One was telling that name can give liberation. And one was telling, no, never, he cannot give liberation. So the both were quarreling. In the meantime, Haridas Thakur came. Then all were became standing and they were giving honor to Haridas Thakur. And they asked the same question for which they were struggling. By name, anyone can achieve liberation or not? This was the question. Haridas Thakur told very humbly that no need of pure name for liberation. By the semblance of name, anyone can very easily be liberated. Then one Brahmin, Gopal Chakrabarti, became very angry. And he began to challenge Haridas Thakur. All were warning him not to give a challenge to Haridas Thakur. He is a high class of devotee. But he challenged. Haridas Thakur was replying very humbly. And he was telling that name cannot give liberation. And you are telling Namabhas will give liberation. Or if I am true, then your nose will
fall off due to leprosy.
By leprosy, your nose should go away. And if I am wrong and you are right, then my nose should go away. All became so angry to that person, and the father of Raghunath Das Goswami told that you should get out from our council. I have no sympathy for now. He was paying that person oh so many lakhs rupees monthly. Huh? But, like that. But, he has told us, I have stopped everything. You should go out from my kingdom. And after that, sometime, couple of days, leprosy attacked him. Everywhere leprosy. And his nose, melted away. Then he became very worried. And then he went to Navadvip. Aparadbhanjan part means?
The place where offenses are eradicated.
At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. After taking sannyas from Shantipur, he was going to Vrindavan. He met after so many years. And he was praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have done wrong. I have done offenses in the lotus feet of high class of Brahmin. So please excuse me. He told, I cannot do anything. You should go to Haridas Thakur. He may do it. And then he went. And Haridas Thakur was very merciful. He forgave. So Haridas Thakur was a very high class of devotee. If you will chant name, then a power comes, special kind of power, that what you will speak, it will be true. Certainly, I have examined this. Once I was chanting name, and if I am chanting this name, this must be done. And at once it was done. So many times I have examined. So if he will chant name, and if he will tell, you should die, he will die. You know, Narad Thakur, he told to the sons of Nalkubed and Manigriv, that at once you should be a tree. And by the power of this name, wonderful, at once he began to be a tree. Sometimes, not told that, you are now dead. Come on. And he come back and he began to speak. What is this? This is the power of name. August told to the ocean, you should return back the eggs of this bird. And when he never heard anything, then he took by the name of the power of name. And he took all the water and that ocean was dried. So you can also examine, test whether it is true or not. You should chant for some years, like Haridas Thakur, like any devotee. And you will see that so much power is coming. Swamiji, how become so powerful that in a couple of years he preached everywhere? Why? Always chanting name. And by the power of name and this bhakti, all came in his umbrella, took shelter. Myself also, what I am doing, only chanting name by the power. So don't disbelieve in name. Even money, liberation, anything, very easily you can receive by this name. So Haridas Thakur is example for this. He never wished, but even that person challenged and he became attacked by leprosy. We have seen so many places about Haridas Thakur. Even last night we explained about prostitute. Though she was in teenage age, a girl, it may be 16 to 20, but only by the grace of Haridas Thakur, and he became very prominent, devotee. So we should try to chant name like this. Not only this, once Maya herself came to Haridas one day, annoyed, quite nirjan, solitary place, on the side of Ganges, full moon, very beautiful. She went to Haridas Thakur and prayed that in whole world I have seen you most beautiful. And I am also beautiful, you can see it. Once you should see me for a glance. But Haridas Thakur was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. She was whole night, she told so many things to him. And 3 days she waited, 3 nights she came. But Haridas was telling, you should wait. I'm chanting her name for 1 koti name. Third day, she came, folding hands. And she told what? Oh, I'm Maya, myself. I've cheated Shankar. I've cheated Brahma, the creator. Oh, Narada. I've cheated Gautam, and so many. I can cheat all, but I am defeated by you. I am same Maya. Now I am begging your mercy. Be pleased to me. I received Ram Nam, but now I want to be initiated by Krishna Mantra. You should initiate me. Then Haridas Thakur, very merciful, he initiated her with Krishna Nam. Ram Nam is Parak Nam. Parak, you know? Ram Nam is
Tarak Brahma.
Tarak Brahma. Anyone by Ram name, he can be liberated with this Tarak Brahma name. But Krishna name is Paraka. Parak means giving Braja Prem. Though both are same, but something, a speciality. What a speciality more? Those who will take shelter of Ram, they cannot be like Sita, whatever they be so. But Ram sometimes give up Sita for no reason. For no reason. Even hearing the words of a very bogus washerman, he believed and told that, you were in the house of Raman, so I don't like you. You should go away anywhere you like. And in the last, what did Ram? Forever, he he gave up Sita for whole life, not rejected. He cannot reject. So he told, you can go anywhere. Now our relation is stopped. And forever he lost. And she went where? In the ashram of Valmiki. What was the fault of Sita Devi or offense that Ramchandra gave up her for life? What? Nothing. But he believed in the words of Vasarman, he told that, oh, give up. So if you are chaste, so much chaste, oh, serving Ram, but even he may reject you also. May reject. So we fear. But Krishna, anyhow, even Kubja can come and tell that, oh, I have taken your shelter. Please accept. Oh, he will expect. You know, Narkasur, he has conquered all the kings of India and he has collected all the beautiful girls and wives of and all the Rajkumari, princess. And he wanted to enjoy them all. But anyhow, Krishna knew from Narad Rishi and he went and killed him. And he told that now you are independent. You can go to your fathers, your husbands, your daughters, sons, your mother and other. You can go easily. I will arrange you to go to your homes, return back. But what they told? We don't want to go. Anyone cannot accept us because we are in the house of Narkasur. So we have taken shelter. You should give me chance to serve your queens. We will broom. We will cook for them. We will massage them. Anyhow, you should give me shelter. Then Krishna, what did? He took them all on his
royal palace.
On Garud. Garud became very
big.
And all he took and went to Dwarka. And in separate palaces, he married them all like queens. Ram can give. Can he marry with anyone except Sita? And Sita, he can reject also Sita. Ram cannot do. He also, in the last time, he left Lakshman also forever. So very, very, very pathetic, all these things. So very easily, we will go to Krishna. Je jatang mam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajamyaham mam vartmanu vartna
manusha.
Oh, Krishna has promised. So we should believe in Krishna. He has so much promise for us. Krishna, in Ram shape, sometimes he becomes very nishthur, cruel. But Krishna, anyhow, to anyone, always very humble and very sweet to all. So Haridas Thakur is also telling this fact. Gopis has told this. Mrigurav kapindram vibhudhe lupta dharmas triyamajita kiva Birupam Isrijita Kamayanam Balibampi Balivatva Vikta Dhansavat Tadalavasita Sakai King. Oh, gopis. What doing? They're telling to Krishna. To Uddhav. Gopis are telling. Go and tell Krishna. We have nothing to have a friendship with Krishna. If he can give up us, we have given up him. But what to do? Our heart never gives him. This is the problem. Oh, how he is cruel. All blacks are cruel. Not only this fellow. Mahadhurta. All black fellows are black. Oh, one black in Treta Yug. He told that I am going to obey my father's words. And I am now renounced. But why he took his wife with him? And he went there. A very beautiful lady came and told that, oh, I love you. I want to marry with you. Ram told that, oh, I have only one wife, this. I cannot marry second. Oh, better you should go to my younger brother, Lakhan. Oh, he has no wife. Actually, there he has no wife, but he was married. But trickily he told. And then she went to Lakshman. Lakshman told that, do you want to be a queen or you want to be a maid servant? If you will marry me, then you will have to servant of this lady because she is my like queen. I am servant. So you will be servant. And if you want to be a queen, you should marry to Ram. Ram can have so many wives. Then she again came to Lakshman. Ram. But Ram told, oh, I cannot do this. Better you should go to my younger brother. Then she was rejected by Ram. Again came Lakshman. And then came to Ram. And thus she was upset. And he wanted to kill Sita. But Ram told, oh, take off his nose and this.
Yes.
And he cut it. The gopis are telling, gopis are accusing Ram, why he did so? He was lusty. To please his that wife, he wanted to cut. And that is why her nose, why he cut? He would have humbly told that, oh, I cannot do this. And he was cutting joke with that lady. And that is why she became furious. He would have rejected that, oh, I cannot do this. You should go to your husband or anyone. But why he did so? He was cruel. And third,
Bali Baman.
What he did? He took all things, all the positions of Bali Maharaj. And what he did? He binded him in Nag Phansh. Snake rope. And then he was weeping. Anyhow, Prahlad and Brahma came and then, what you are doing? And then he left them. So all the blacks are like this. But there is some deep meanings. We have no time to describe all these things. So come to our subject. So Ram Nam, Ram for Ram, and Ram for Krishna. Here in this Mahamantra, Hare Krishna and Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Radhika, and Ram Radharaman Krishna is Ram. Same thing. Radharaman Krishna is called Ram. So Hare Ram, Radha Krishna. So three Ram Nam is equal to one Krishna. I am not telling. Who is telling? Shastri is telling. Purans are telling like this. Vishnu Puran. Three name, Ram name is equal to, but not that Ram. Radharaman Ram. This Ram Nam is equal to Krishna. Sometimes more than Krishna Nam. Radharaman. So there are so many things. So Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur has four qualities. Tena dapi suni chena tarorapi sahi sununa amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. You know? Tena dapi suni. How he suni? Any example? Oh, he used to think that I am Muslim. I am not qualified to go to temple. Jagannatha. He never used to come on the streets of, main streets of Jagannath Puri. Why? Oh, Trinadapi Sunish. You know, he was in Shantipur. Advaitacharya forcibly took him into his house and wanted to give honor. What honor? That all his relatives were assembled there, and it was day of the Shraddha, day of their forefathers. And he wanted to give the first dish to Haridas. It should be, it was to be given to any high class of respected person. But Haridas Thakur was brought there, and forcibly Advaitacharya gave. And he began to weep, I'm not qualified, I'm a Muslim. But yet, what Advaitacharya told, if I'm giving you this offering, oh, this will be the best thing in the whole universe. My all fathers will be liberated if you are taking this. Then whole relatives, they walked out from there. We don't like Advaitacharya. He's out of our caste. Then he told that, I don't care for you, you can go. I want bhakti only, not you. You can go. You are foolish persons. But afterward, they returned back and they fell flat on the lotus. Advaitacharya and also to Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur is out of caste. Paramahansa, he is more superior than Paramahansa. Like Prahlad Maharaj, he saw. So we should try to follow this Haridas Thakur. Always chanting and name. Trinadapi Sunicha. Tarorapi Sahisununa. How? Can you prove? Oh, you. Huh? Can you prove? Yes. How?
Haridas Thakur was very, very popular. And the Muslim king, he was thinking, this Haridas Thakur is giving very bad reputation to Islam. He's born in a Muslim family. Why is he chanting the name of the Hindu god? So he called him to his council. And there he threatened him, oh, you should not chant the name of Krishna anymore. You should be a good Muslim and chant the name of Allah. So if you don't do this, then there'll be a very severe punishment for you. Srila Haridas Thakur, he replied, Kanda kanda hai deya jaya jari pran, tabo ami bodani na chodi hari nam. My dear sir, you may cut my body into thousands of pieces, and I may give up my life, but my tongue cannot give up the chanting of this name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So then the king, he ordered that Haridas Thakur, he should be beaten in 22 marketplaces.
Oh, you should hear what you are counting. Oh, my dear friend, what you are counting, you should hear these classes. Better, you should give your ears to this Harikatha. What you are counting here? 0, 0, 0, how many... zeros. Oh, you should hear attentively. Don't give your mind here and there.
So then, the soldiers, they took Haridas Thakur to the marketplace, and he had very, very strong and powerful whips, and they were beating him. Usually, in one marketplace, someone will die. Why? Because his beating is so severe, first the skin breaks, and then it's cut. And then the skin and blood and flesh starts to come off. And they're beating him. One marketplace, another marketplace, another marketplace. Until there was no skin, no flesh, no blood, only bones. Even bones were broken. And dragging him. But like a miracle, this name was still coming. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They couldn't believe it. And at the same time, while they're beating him, sometimes Haridas Thakur, he would look towards them and smile very compassionately. He would see that they were sweating and sweating from the hard labor of thrashing him.
And he would say, oh, I hope that your arms are not feeling so much pain from all of this beating. Very, very humble. After some time, they became afraid. And they thought, if he doesn't die, then the king will kill us. And they came to him and said, they revealed this. The king will kill us if you don't die. Haridas Thakur said, oh, I don't want to give any trouble or inconvenience to others. So now you have told me, oh, I shall die at once. And he went into a samadhi, like a trance, and then it seemed that he had passed away. So then they took his body and threw it in the Ganges. But the very next moment he came out from the Ganges, and his body was strong and healthy again. So this is the power of Harinam. If anyone can chant Harinam, then, or as Lord Brahma himself has said before, now Lord Brahma has come in the form of Haridas Thakur and Prahlad Maharaj both. Prahlad Maharaj was beaten and put through so many tortures by his father, but he never complained or became disturbed. And Lord Brahma, he has said, Tatenu kampam susamit samano bunjana evatma kritam vipakam ridvadvapuvi vidadananase jiveta yo mukti pade sadahba. Oh, it is only a matter of time, very short time indeed, when a person will attain the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. What kind of person? That person who, in the midst of all kinds of difficulties, problems, and adverse conditions, he says to himself, oh, this is not your fault, not your fault. You're not beating me. My own karma is beating me. I have done it myself. This is my fault. And one who very patiently tolerates all difficulties, considering himself to be the fault of all problems, and at the same time takes shelter by body, mind, and words of the lotus feet of Krishna, then that person, very easily, they will come to Krishna's eternal service and be happy forever.
Thank you. So, Chaitanya avatare bahe prema mita banya. Sabe jiv premi bhase prithvi haila danya. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, past times, a devotee like Sarup Damodar, Rai Ramananda, Sikhi Maiti, Madhvi Devi, Pundarik Vidyanadi, a devotee like Bakreshwar Pandit. All the Sri Gopinath Acharya, Kashinath Vipra, Bani Nath, moreover Govinda, Guru, Gopal Guru, and all the Gaudiya Bhakta like Haridas, Sivananda Sen, Raghav Pandit, Kapi Purna was a small boy. Damayanti. Especially Rup Sanatan and all were there, Raghunath Das Goswami, Haridas Thakur. With them, Mahaprabhu was playing pastimes. So at that time, Chaitanya Avatare Bahe Prima Amrita Banya. What? The flood of Prem, Brija Prem was there, everywhere. Webs and webs were everywhere.